Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 22nd September 2021. Top stories for today. Former Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Tan Sri Abdul Wahid Omar, says the country's current monthly minimum wage of RM1,200 can be revised upwards as the government has the capacity to accommodate the increment. Abdul Wahid, who is currently the chairman of Bursa Malaysia Berhad, said this can be done gradually over a period of time to give businesses enough time to plan accordingly. He adds this would also encourage them to enhance automation and improve their processes, subsequently creating more high-value jobs for local workers. Malaysia recorded 14,990 new COVID-19 infections over the past 24 hours, with Selangor the only state above the 2,000 mark at 2,414 new infections. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah said the latest tally pushed the cumulative total number of cases to 2,142,924 since the pandemic arrived in Malaysia. The Federal Police's Commercial Crime Investigation Department today confirmed that it has initiated an investigation after former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak lodged a police report against the Inland Revenue Board, IRB. On September 9, Najib accused IRB officers of colluding with unnamed politicians in its lawsuit to claim RM1.7 billion in tax arrears and bankrupt him. In a statement this afternoon, Bukit Aman Commercial Crime Investigation Department Director Dato' Muhammad Kamarudin Mahdin said all parties involved will be called in to have their statements recorded soon. Thailand will speed up vaccinations and introduce urgent stimulus measures to mitigate the impact of its most severe coronavirus outbreak. Thailand has reported more than 1.5 million infections and 15,000 deaths, about 99% of those since April this year, after a year of successful containment during which its key tourism sector collapsed. New Zealand may not get back to having zero coronavirus cases in the community, the Director General of Health said on Thursday as the country continues efforts to stamp out infectious Delta variant of the virus. Its biggest city, Auckland, is still in lockdown with a small number of new cases being reported every day. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.